You're listening to SBS News.
Turkish trucks, ambulances and soldiers have begun heading to the Syrian border. It's a move many had feared after the US President Donald Trump this week decided to pull American troops from the area. It leaves the Kurds vulnerable to an incoming invasion from Turkey. Kurdish forces were key allies in defeating Islamic State in Syria, but Turkey regards them as terrorists. Mr. Trump's controversial decision has been heavily criticised, both at home and abroad. Britain said it was deeply concerned by Turkey's plans to attack Kurdish fighters who lead the Syrian Democratic Forces. Iran, a key backer of the Syrian government, also opposed a Turkish incursion, while Russia's Security Council said it was important to avoid hindering the peace process in Syria. In Seattle, US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the US president's actions will be seen as a betrayal of an American ally.
He has demonstrated once again to the world and to our allies that we are not a trusted ally.
Even influential televangelist and Christian Broadcasting Network founder Pat Robertson, who is a longtime supporter of Mr. Trump, lashed out at the president's decision. Mr. Robertson said he was absolutely appalled by the announcement that U.S. troops would be pulled out of northern Syria.
The president of the United States is in danger of losing the mandate of heaven if he permits this to happen.
But Donald Trump is standing by his plan.
At some point, we have to bring our people back home. And that's what we're doing.
It is a firm decision, sir.
It's always a firm decision.
On Twitter on Tuesday, Mr. Trump threatened to obliterate Turkey's economy if it went too far. But hours later, he praised Turkey as a trade partner and NATO ally. The White House has confirmed that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan would visit the US on the 13th of November at the invitation of Mr. Trump. Lydia Feng, SBS News.